When you were just a wee sprout, you fought with the neighborhood kids over who would get to be Superman and who had to be Lois Lane. And when you lost, you secretly gloated inside. You wanted to be Lois all along, to run after sexy Superman and cry to be rescued when you got caught by the black hats. Later, you snuck into your big sister's room to steal her panties. Of course, she thought you were stealing them to jerk off into, but in reality, you were stealing them to wear. You wanted to put on her slinky, sexy undies, the ones her boyfriend had begged and begged to be able to slide his hand into the waistband of. You wanted to put them on and stand in front of the mirror and just look at yourself. You borrowed an almost used-up tube of your mom's lipstick, too. Your career as a sissy, stealing into the women in your life's rooms to make use of their clothes, their makeup, their tools and toys, and life, started very young. You snuck and you slinked and you felt guilty every inch of the way, ashamed and red-faced and hoping you wouldn't get caught. The only problem is you want to be caught. You want to get caught dressing up in skirts and panties and bras, putting lipstick on and fixing your eyeshadow. You want to have the stress and shame and secret creeping horror of being caught all behind you. You're tired of pretending, of acting like you're really masculine. And you're so tired of not being able to be yourself when you go out. You're a cross-dressing sissy, and you just have to be free. You can follow my blog at www.fetishphonesexblog.com or call me at 1-800-601-7259 and ask for Harper.